Hello, and welcome to the Motina Books Podcast. We publish books by and for mothers, and there's a special place in our heart for single mothers. My name is Diane Windsor. I'm the founder of Motina Books, and I also lead a large single parent support group here in North Texas. Single Side Up is a single parent support program that is part of the nonprofit family strengthening organization, This Side Up Family. We are the largest and most active single parent group in North Texas. In this podcast, we will discuss our books, our authors, and issues affecting single parents. If you have written or want to write a book, or if you'd like to discuss an issue that pertains to single parent families, please feel free to reach out to us. Hi there. Thank you for tuning into the podcast today. This is episode one. Our inaugural episode. Today is Monday, January 9th, 2017. We all just survived the North Texas blizzard of 2017, where we had about maybe a quarter of an inch of snow, but that's a lot for us down here in the Dallas area. I am Diane Windsor, and I'm your host, and I wanted to let you know that while we call this podcast the Motina Books Podcast, we're going to talk about the books that we publish and also many issues that are related to single parenting. So let me start off by telling you a little bit about myself. I was a single mother for a long time. I have three kids. I have a 26-year-old son, a daughter who's going to be 23 next week, and I have an 18-year-old son. I went through a divorce twice in my life, and I am married now, and you know, third time's a charm. Not necessarily for everybody, but it is for me, so I'm very happy now. My husband and I, we are empty nesters, and it's kind of a fun thing. We are in touch with our adult children, and it's really cool to have that adult relationship with your children. I'm really enjoying it. But back when I got divorced the second time in 2005, that was tough. My ex-husband and I had been living on credit cards for a long time, and we had a lot of debt. So when we finally split up, he took half of that and I took half of that. And I really knew that what I wanted to do was to pay it off. I moved to the Dallas area from Colorado. I was able to get a job easier in Texas, and actually that was where my first husband was living, and he was encouraging me to move down to Dallas with the kids. And at that time, it all worked out. It was a good decision. I knew that having about $40,000 in credit card debt, I needed to make some kind of change with my finances, but I really wasn't sure what I was supposed to do. While my parents thought that they had taught me about finances, they didn't really. I remember being in high school or junior high school, and my mom taught me how to balance a checkbook, but that was really it. Then I also remember in high school, she helped me get a department store credit card because she said it was important to build a credit score. But I really don't remember the conversations about how to use credit wisely or how you really need to be careful when using credit cards. It's easy to get in over your head. We never had these discussions, and we also didn't discuss how to make sure that you're spending less than you make. I never knew how much money my parents were earning, how much they earned together or separately each year. And because, you know, back then, geez, this was the 80s. Well, and maybe not only back then, but probably in many families today, you don't talk about money like that. And I wish they had. I think that I would have been a little bit better off if I had learned how to manage my finances when I was younger than when I was close to 40. Shortly after my divorce, I learned about Dave Ramsey and his baby step program. And that's what I've been practicing to this day. I still have my envelopes. I do a written budget twice a month. And it works. It really works for me. And what I've learned during the 4 or 5 years that I've been leading a single parent group is that finances are a really big issue for single parents. throughout this podcast, talking about finances is something that we're going to do a lot because it's a big issue. It's a big issue for married couples too and single people without children. But single parents need to be a little extra careful. We need to, because it isn't just us. Well, it is and it isn't, right? We're taking care of our kids by yourself without the help of a partner. So we do need to be extra careful and extra intentional when we're working with our money. The other topic that we will discuss is legal issues, because again, that's a very big topic for single parents. Whether it's child support or visitation or how to find an attorney or how much to pay for an attorney, how to know you've got the right attorney. There are so many different topics. Can you do some legal processes yourself without the help of an attorney? Maybe yes, maybe no. It depends on what you need to do. So we're going to cover all these topics. So I'd like to talk a little bit about Motina Books. I started Motina Books Publishing for a couple of reasons. Number one, I love books. I've always loved to read, and I also love to write. They kind of go hand in hand. I wanted to start my own publishing company because I learned that it's next to impossible to get your book traditionally published these days. Even if you have an agent, I've had two agents during my career for various books that I've written. And so they believed in me enough to take me on as a client. And this was a situation where I didn't pay them any money up front. They were really going to submit my manuscripts to publishers and try to get it published. Then we would share in whatever money I was, you know, paid by the publisher. But it's next to impossible to get that done these days. If you do, and they give you an advance, which isn't going to be a huge advance, so you're not going to get Stephen King level advances on your first novel or nonfiction book. But if you do, then you're not going to start getting royalty payments on the sales of your books until the amount that they paid you in the advance has been reached and then exceeded. Once you've gotten to that point, this is crazy, but the percentage that the author receives as payment for the sale of each book, the percentage of the sales price of the book to the author is like 7%. It's ridiculous. I guess in the olden days, and however many years ago that was, that isn't that long ago, maybe 30 years ago, if someone received a traditionally published book offer, then the publisher would do all the marketing, set up book signings, set up book tours and pay for the travel for these book tours. And unfortunately, it's not like that anymore. An author has to already have a very strong social media platform in order for a publisher to even consider looking at a manuscript. You already have had to build your following. They're not going to help you much with marketing. The author is expected to do their own marketing, a ton of it, most of it. The payout isn't that great for the amount of work and the amount of effort that the author has to put in. You've already come up with the idea. You've already written the book, and now you have to do all this other work that you expected the publisher to do for you, and they're not going to do that for you. Additionally, if you publish with an independent publisher or even by yourself, if you self-publish, you know that you're going to have much more control over your book than if you go with a publisher. They're going to want to change things. Could be a little or could be a lot. If there's a cover that you like, but they don't like it, then, you know, they're going to override your decision. They're going to outvote you. So self-publishing or going with a small independent publisher, you're going to get more money out of the deal once you do start selling your books, and you're also going to have more control over the finished product. There used to be a stigma for people who self-publish their books, like, oh, they're not good enough to be published by a traditional publisher. It's not like that anymore. How many of you enjoy listening to independent music or watching independent movies? I love indie movies. Those are like some of my favorite. I think they're the best. I go onto Netflix and I look at all those independent movies in that category, and They're the best. I love them. It is now the same thing with independently published books. There are people who are excellent writers, who have excellent ideas, tell beautiful stories, but you're never going to be able to hear them because they are not published by a big name traditional publisher. And that's what I want to do with Motina Books. I am giving the mother, the single mother, the single dad, even your children, if you have a story that you want to tell, whether it's nonfiction or fiction, send it to us. And I'll look over it and we'll see if it's going to be a good fit for Motina Books. Now, I can't accept everything. I'll know it when I see it. That's all I can say. But please, I want to encourage you to send me your stories. Send me your book idea or your completed manuscript, and we'll see if we can work together and publish it under Motina Books. So, what kind of books have we published up till now? I'll be honest, most of them are books that I have written myself. I have one book that was written by a good friend of mine, and I think it's excellent. Let's go over each one of them briefly. As I said, we will publish both nonfiction and fiction. First, I have a book that I've written. It's called How to Relationship. This book teaches teens with divorced parents how to have a successful relationship. Because if you don't have a good role model as a teenager, as a child, how are you going to learn how to have a good relationship? What does that look like? So this is a nonfiction book geared towards teens with some insight about how to have a good relationship as they're getting older, they're teenagers, they're young adults starting to get out in the dating scene. Let's see, another one that I have written is called How to Co-Parent During the Holidays. And this one came out just before Thanksgiving. It's a short little book that has some journaling pages and some nice coloring pages to de-stress yourself. It gives some really good tips about how to co-parent successfully and manage stress during the holidays. Then we have the Calming Art Therapy Coloring Book for Single Moms. Coloring books are really fun. I like them, and they're really big right now. I put a little one together, and I included some uplifting and supportive quotes on the coloring pages, specifically for moms and single moms. I have also written a fiction novella, which is a short novel, so it won't take too much time to read, and it's called It's Just Pot. And I know, it's a controversial topic, but hey, that's okay. It's interesting. And it is about a single mom who discovers that her teenage son is smoking a lot of weed and her struggles to teach him that this kind of lifestyle, this kind of behavior is risky, not necessarily the right thing for him to be doing, especially at this point in his life when his brain is developing and all that good stuff. Okay, now we have a book by a very good friend of mine, a very smart lady who's been in HR and marketing for many, many years. Her name is Carrie Stewart, and this book is called How to Interview Like You've Done It Before, A Student's Guide to Interviewing and Career Success. So this is a great book for students, for high school students, college students, young adults who are starting to dip their toe into the waters of the working world. I know that I saw this when my kids were younger, and they were in their teens, and they were in high school, and they and their friends were starting to find their first job, whether it was at a movie theater. My daughter loved working at the movie theater, or at a fast food restaurant, or at a Target or a sporting goods store. They don't really know how to conduct themselves in the working world. They're not quite sure how to go about looking for a job, how to conduct themselves during an interview, what to wear during an interview. I remember a story that my daughter told me about a friend of hers who worked at, I think it was Wendy's or Taco Bell. It was a fast food restaurant. And this girl decided she just wasn't going to work there anymore. She didn't give 2 weeks' notice. She did not even go in and say, hey, I decided I'm not going to work anymore. She sent a text saying she was done and she quit. That is not a good habit to start when you're looking for work, when you're starting to work. And I was really dismayed to hear that a lot of kids do this. This is not new. I thought it was crazy. So How to Interview Like You've Done It Before is a great book for young adults, and it teaches them interviewing skills, job searching skills that will really benefit them for the rest of their lives. Okay, so we have a couple more books coming out soon. The one that I'm really excited about is called The Single Parent Money Philosophy. Now, I know I mentioned Dave Ramsey at the beginning of this podcast, and I still use his tools, his skills. I admire and respect everything that he teaches. I do believe that single parents and single parent families do have some different needs, different financial issues, and we'll discuss a lot of them in here, like child support for both non-custodial and custodial parents, issues such as borrowing money, like title loans and payday loans. I know several single parents who have unfortunately fallen into that trap, and we talk about that. And there's a lot of other issues that single parents face that will be addressed in this book. I've also got a book coming soon, which will probably be a free ebook, and that is called How to Choose the Right Attorney for You. So what I am finding during these single parent support groups that I lead is that single parents understand that they're going to need to pay for an attorney. Legal services are not free. But an issue that they run into a lot is that they don't think the attorney that they have chosen is really working on behalf of their best interests. This could be somebody that a coworker recommended or a family member recommended, and maybe that family member or coworker worked well with this attorney, but they're just not doing it for you. So there are a lot of things that you can ask up front and have a better feeling that your attorney is going to do the best job possible for your specific situation. Okay, so that's Motina Books, and I'd really, like I said earlier, I would love for you to send me a manuscript and see if we can work together on getting a book published. The website for Motina Books is www.motinabooks.com. That's M-O-T-I-N-A Books. And we'll see if we could work together. I think that'd be a lot of fun. So another topic that I just wanted to touch on briefly today is single parents and finances. It is so important that when you've got a one-income household, as the majority of single parents do, that we are handling our money. It's so important that we are managing our money and not wondering what happened to our money, right? The first thing that you have to do when you start really trying to get a handle on your finances is you have to know what you have and what you don't have. So if you have debts, a lot of people, they know they have debt, but they don't know how much debt. So you need to, you know, go around, look at your bank statements, look at your loan statements, credit card statements, whatever you have, and make sure that you really have a handle on how much you owe. You also need to make sure that you know when all of your monthly household bills are due, because that way you won't get behind on your payments, and you can easily incorporate all of that information in your monthly budgets. Now, what I do when I do a budget, I get paid twice a month. So I have a budget that I create. I have a budget worksheet for the first of the month and the middle of the month. And I make a note of all of the bills that are due during that pay cycle for the first of the month and then the next pay cycle for the middle of the month. And it is so important to really do a written budget every time you get paid. And that's something that we're going to talk about much more in depth, because money really is a big deal to everybody. I don't care if you are a single parent family or if there are two parents within the family. The majority of Americans these days do not have a handle on their finances. They don't know how much is coming in and how much money is going out. And they have so many payments that they feel like they can never get ahead. You don't have to be $500 away from a disaster, where if your transmission goes out or your heater or your air conditioner needs repair, that you don't know how you're going to be able to pay for it. I believe so strongly that single parents can win with money. and we're going to focus on that a lot. As a matter of fact, I have a Facebook group that I call the Single Parent Money Philosophy, and I would encourage you to join that. I have to approve you, but just go ahead and request to join and I'll approve you. We have already discussed things like how to talk to your kids about money, how to avoid going into student loan debt for either yourself or your children, how to save money. We talk about budgeting. We talk about the envelope system. So please feel free to join that. Again, it's called the Single Parent Money Philosophy. In upcoming episodes, we're going to have a lot of guests. We're going to discuss topics such as buying cars without taking out a crazy car loan, renting a home versus buying a home. How about credit scores? Do you really know what it means to have a good credit score or a low credit score? How is that decided? We're going to talk about buying consignment clothes. You can buy some great clothes on consignment. How about credit cards? Yes or no? There are a lot of topics that we're going to cover over the months, and I'm going to have a lot of great guests to help us out. And also, we're going to be talking about my favorite topic, which is money and budgeting and knowing exactly how much you have and not getting in over your head and being able to win with money as a single parent. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I promise. It is not rocket science. It only takes a little self-discipline and a little self-control. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to stick to your plan. And you can do it. I know you can. Like I said, if I can do it, then anybody can do it. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to spend a little bit of your day with me. And we'll see you next time on the Motina Books Podcast. Bye-bye.